I'm fucking in and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.
Yeah! I like it, Kenny Powers. Hope you guys are having a great day. Got a lot to get it to. Real quick, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's episode is presented to you by Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. Oh, hold on. I want to play that again. I love Kenny Powers.
I'm fucking in and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.
One of the greatest shows to ever exist is the one with him. And I can't even remember what it's called. Eastbound and Down, something like that with him. Oh, hilarious movie. Speaking of hilarious, we got tons of great headlines. Let's just jump into it.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Listen, it's called preventive maintenance. So don't be judging us, ladies. What am I talking about? Well, masturbation can lower prostate cancer risk. Ba-da-da! Okay. That's all we need to hear. That's all. Listen, we've been doing it from the get-go. As soon as we figured out what it does, we've been, you know, trying to fight off cancer. That's I swear, that's my objective every time. Fuck you, cancer. Fuck. All joking aside, prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in American men behind lung cancer. That's according to the American Cancer Society. A study from Harvard University, where they love to study masturbation, found that men who ejaculate 21 times per month, either from masturbation or sexual intercourse, were 31% less likely to get prostate cancer than men who only ejaculated 4 to 7 times per month. Hey, and that's good. Let's see. There are benefits of sexual activity in ejaculation beyond the prostate, including positive effects on the heart, brain, immune system, sleep, and mood. Now, I will say this. It's not all just us cranking one out. Ladies, lend a helping hand. Or fellas, whatever you're into. What I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be a one-man show. It doesn't. But let's be honest, it probably is. But I will say this.
Play with yourself. It'll be good. Everyone, whack away.
So it's funny to me that some people think it's so frowned upon about whacking off. And it's just like, it's a normal thing. And it's healthy. It's good for your body. And it's good for your mind. So, bleh, including your immune system. Maybe that's why I was getting sick so much. Wasn't cranking them out enough. Huh? Yeah, during COVID, I got sick a lot. Was too busy, worried about getting the vid. Next thing you know, boom, sick. I could have helped myself by, taking a 5-minute break every now and then during work. Guys, I'll be using the restroom real quick. I think that's fascinating. 21 times per month, you should be looking to ejaculate. Right around that number. And if you are, whether it's, on your own or with help, that's a good thing. It's a good, healthy part of your life to be doing that. So there you go. This is wild. And I sent I posted this on X because the New York Post did a story on this. And it's funny because these actually came out last winter, but they're not selling as well as they thought. It is weird. Who would have ever guessed that jeans by this British Italian menswear brand, but they're sold out now because they went on sale. It's a lighter wash and you can buy them for $608. They were originally $811. They're light blue jeans, but around the crotch, it looks like you urinated your pants. That's what it looks like. It looks like you're from Happy Madison, or what? Not Happy Madison, Billy Madison, and that kid pees his pants.
Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow. Hey, man, Ernie pees pants too.
All right.
So dumb. Great movie. Great movie. I don't understand why anybody would want to wear jeans that looks like you pissed yourself in them. Maybe as a joke if they were like $20. But for $600 on sale, I'm curious too. Here's a thing that I'm wondering. They say they're sold out online. But what was the inventory looking like? Did they have like 10 pairs or 5 pairs? And then 5 morons went out there and bought them. Probably 2 of those were people that worked for the company. And then they're like, oh, they sold out. Come on, I just wonder about that. I could do the same thing. I could say, hey, limited time only. I got the Huff Uncensored shirts. You can go here and get them while they last. But I could have an inventory of like 2 or 3. And then I sell out of inventory. You guys don't know what the original number is. The starting number. So that kind of, I feel like that's a marketing ploy to get people to be more interested. And they're like, well, apparently they're popular. They sold out. Yeah, they had 3 pairs. 3 pairs or something like that. That's ridiculous. It's funny, though, I tweeted at Mark Schlereth, former NFL lineman, former co-worker of mine. His nickname is Stink. And one of the reasons why he held on to that nickname, Stink, is because he would urinate his pants during the game because his body was beat up and it was so much of a chore to walk off the field and find the restroom, take off his gear, pee, and then come back out. And so he would just urinate. It was so watered down. It wasn't like it was really wet or anything. But I did find this little soundbite of Stink talking about pissing himself on the field when he joined me on this show.
The quarterback never puts his hands directly in. He always has like a hand on your lower back, hands like foreplay, hand on your hip, you know, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to let you know I'm coming in. And so he starts his game, blue 80, blue 80, blue 87, and he puts his hands in. I snap the ball, and it just, I mean, it's splashed out. It's sopping wet. And he's like, oh, I got something in my eyes. Give me a towel. You know, he's sopping wet. And he's sweaty. He's super. And I like, oh, dude, that ain't sweat. That is straight up urine.
That's so gross. It's a little echoey because it sounds like he's in the bathroom dropping a deuce. But that's a pet peeve of mine when people do interviews and they don't connect their microphone of any sort to the equipment. But anyway, I think that's hilarious. I sent that to him and he's just like, listen, if I want jeans that look like I pissed in them, I'll just do it myself. Exactly. I don't understand. Jeez. Another reason I don't understand fashion. Why would you want to wear jeans that look like you're pissed yourself? Have you ever gone to the restroom and you're at like out to dinner or something like that? Maybe you're wearing some light colored jeans. That's why I like to wear black clothes and stuff like that, because if I get some stain on it, it's not as noticeable. But I've gone in there wearing like cargo shorts or something like that, and you wash your hands afterwards and you lean up against the sink and then you go to leave and you're like, what the fuck? You lean up against the countertop and idiots that wash their hands and are all messy leave water on the countertop. Now it looks like you peed yourself, or at least it's like some weird line of water that people are just going to direct their eyes to when you walk out. I hate that. Then you're just sitting there using the air dryer to dry off your junk. Then some guy comes in. He's like, what the hell are you doing? And you're like, listen, I didn't pee my pants. I swear to God. I swear to God. Leave me alone. Oh, that's so gross. I hate that. A Pennsylvania priest spent $40,000 of church money on Candy Crush, Mario Kart, Pokemon Go, and slot machine apps. Now, total, he spent over $214,000 on his Apple ID, and of that, just under $44,000 of that was charged to a credit card associated with the parish. He's since been relieved, and he had spent some time in jail for this. What an idiot. You don't use your credit, your company credit card for anything other than company stuff. Do you not realize that they monitor that? And if you got away with it so far, eventually it's going to fall through. Don't do stupid stuff like that. And let's be honest, it's a little scummy, a lot scummy, considering it's for the church. Then also, red flags, okay? Grown-ass man. He's a priest. Let's add this into the equation. And I get the slot machines. A lot of people do that. Don't understand it, why you'd spend money for something that you can't actually make money on, but whatever. But let's point out some red flags here. The other games that he downloaded and paid money for, Candy Crush, Mario Kart, Pokemon Go, those are all kid games. I'm just saying, really bad look. Really. I'm just saying, his nickname was the Diddler. Oh, gross. No. Ew. Can't believe you said that. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying, them's the optics. Them's the optics, right? A Catholic priest who's using a company credit card to buy kid games. He's an adult. Just say. Anyway, we got more, including some huge, huge changes to one of your favorite sports that has a lot of people mixed on this. We'll get into that. But first, Sugar Fire in Westminster, amazing place to grab some barbecue. 144th and Orchard Parkway. It's right next to Snooze. You got to follow them on social media at Sugar Fire Westie, especially on Instagram and Facebook. A real cool thing that they got going on during the playoffs, as the Nuggets and Avs they're in there. They're making their presence known. In the first round of the playoffs, the following day, if the Avs or the Nuggets win, you get a free soda at Sugar Fire in Westminster with a purchase of a food item. There you go. You're welcome. Now, if they move on to the next round, I don't know. They might up the ante, which is pretty badass too. Now, what's cool is if you go into Sugar Fire today's Monday, guess what their special is? I've had this before, and it's jaw-droppingly good. It's called the Pig Muddy. Pulled pork, jalapeno cheddar sausage, lettuce, pickle, Texas hot sauce, and Carolina mustard. It is beauty. It's a change up from, I always go in there and get a burger or something like that. But you get this, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Everything is just made to perfection. And they got amazing sides over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. Brisket chili, Brussels and sweet chili, hash brown casserole, caramel pecan applesauce, smash loaded potatoes, brisket mac and cheese, fried zucchini, mashed potatoes, Greek slaw, and cucumber salad. Those are the amazing sides. Like I said, their big special today is the Pig Muddy, but you can also get brisket, you can get smoked turkey, you can get burgers, you can get ribs. So many beautiful things over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. You got to go check them out. It's family friendly, perfect for date night. They even do catering, so you got to check that out. Check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Follow them on social media, Instagram and Facebook, Sugar Fire Westie. And you can also check them out online, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Hey, Jad's Mile High Smoke is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but for cannabis. So you got to go check them out. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. Consume what you like and then take the rest home. Jad's has something for everyone, whether it's flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, or edibles. And they provide everything you need to consume with. So you can sit down at their bar and you can get maybe a Coke or a Pepsi. And then you can also get a bong to hammer out some of your great flour or whatever. And everything's cleaned to perfection. You got to check it out. It's a full service bar. Staff is amazing. I can't say anything more about them because they're just so great. They have 7 big screen TVs. You can watch your favorite sporting event. Maybe you can even host a watch party there for whatever you want to. You know, there was a Taylor Swift watch party a few weeks ago. That was pretty cool. They got Nintendo Switches available for rent. Plus, they also got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and so much more. You got to go check them out. They got comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month. They got live music. They do open night mics. They do drag bingo, craft nights, and puff and paints. Excuse me. It's just a great place to go hang out. They're open daily from noon to 10 p.m. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. Go check them out. Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10, like I was saying. You got to be 21 or older to consume on site. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. This is hilarious. We talk about the workforce a lot on this. It tends to pop up. And let's be honest. The upcoming workforce has a target on their back for being lazy pieces of shit that don't want to actually put in some effort to achieve success. They just want to be handed $1 million and they're good to go. A quick side note, when it was like, geez, this was like 12 years ago. I was teaching at Colorado Media School, a broadcasting school that I attended and completed. And I only taught for like a month. I couldn't stand it. Could not stand it. It's not necessarily the school. It was the students. Some of the students get it. And those are the people that are still in the industry, most likely. There was several students when I showed up there that were just, I was like, what are your expectations of, you know, once you leave? Well, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to move wherever. And they're essentially saying that they're going to make a buttload of money. I'm like, that's not how it works. Yes, you have a certificate of completion for this place, or you go get a degree from somewhere. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be making a buttload of money. And I had to burst their bubbles on how you obtain success, especially in media. You have to grind. That's not saying that you can't just walk into a situation and luck out, and then next thing you know, you're making bank. It's possible. It's just not likely. Okay? And I went in there bursting everybody's bubbles, not trying to be a dick, but that being said, I did enjoy it. I did. But going in there and they're just like that, they're playing me commercials that they made and they were god awful. And previous instructors were just like, yeah, it's good. And I'm like, that's not helping you. You guys need to do better. Long or short of it is that I had people confront me in a good way and some or one in a bad way. Where one guy tried to fight me, whereas other people were asking me, they're like, so why were some instructors saying it's just going to be, you know, cakewalk essentially? I was like, you have to earn, just like any job, you have to grind. You don't just graduate from anything and all of a sudden you're a success. You have to work at it. You don't just get hired as a manager when you've had zero manager experience. It's possible, but it's not likely and it's not good business. So when you see people complaining about, well, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. I don't want to work my way up to this position. I just want that position. It's possible, not likely. And most likely what you got to do is you got to fucking work and you got to earn your paycheck. Now, the reason I bring this up is there's a lady named, and I apologize if I'm saying her last name wrong, but ultimately I don't care. Sarah Treffren, she goes by at chaotic_philosopher on TikTok. And she has a very odd way of looking at job requirements these days.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time, you know? And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else. And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job, you know, provided you're trying your absolute best to be there. And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace. And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time, when there's other solutions that we can look to, I think that just anybody who thinks it's okay to just treat people like that, yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled. And then I asked that person, how can you feel good about yourself upholding this kind of system? And then to think, I'm entitled. No, if people think it's okay to treat others like this, that's entitlement.
Okay, here's what she's saying. She's saying that she suffers from time blindness. And it is the reason why she has a hard time getting to places on time. I've never heard this before. But I'll tell you this. Time blindness is an excuse for lazy people. Okay? There's people for years have had a hard time, you know, managing time. That's not a new thing. But guess what? When it comes to your job, you show up. Usually what you should do is show up a few minutes early and don't show up right at time. If your shift starts at noon, don't show up at noon. Show up at, say, 11:55 type of thing, if not earlier, right? And if you've, and here's what I'm taking away from this lady is she's never been in charge of other employees. Think of, it doesn't matter really what industry you're in. If you have an employee that is constantly showing up late, you just can't rely on them. Doesn't matter what the industry is. You can't just show up whenever the fuck you want and just be like, oh, sorry, guys, I have a disability. No, you don't. You're fucking lazy. Don't act like it's something else. That's absurd. I've never fucking heard that before in my life. And that is really troubling that she thinks that it's okay to you know, justify being late. And it's something that's out of her hands. Good luck getting a job. Good luck holding a job. You might get a job. But if you are late, guess what? They're not going to deal with it. Because you shouldn't, it doesn't even matter if you end up being kick-ass at that job. Because a manager can't have an employee that's consistently late. Because what that's going to do is that's going to bleed over to everybody else. Because if they just sweep it under the rug, well, Sarah's really good at her job. We'll just look the other way when it comes to her being constantly tardy. Well, then everybody else is going to start being late. And we're like, well, Sarah gets away with it. Then you have a hostile work environment. It's just bad. Okay? So it doesn't matter. And it's disrespectful to your fellow employees. It's disrespectful to your management. It's disrespectful to the job. So get the fuck over this bullshit time blindness. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's ridiculous. I don't know what I would say to somebody that sat down in front of me and be like, well, I don't know. This, you know, if she starts bitching to me about like, well, I don't know if I'm going to get the job because the employer was just so oblivious to my condition. What's your condition, Sarah? Time blindness. What the fuck is that, Sarah? I can't, it's impossible for me to understand the, you know, how time works and stuff like that. And I'm consistently late. Sarah, you're a fucking moron. Sorry. That's not a thing. That's you trying to make an excuse for you being lazy. Does that make sense? Come on. Oh, my God. I'd be like, how would you not start laughing if you were sitting across from a potential employee that you're about to hire, and they're like, so I just want you to know I have a disability. It's self-diagnosed. Self-diagnosed disability. I have time blindness. Like, okay, so you're lazy and you're not trustworthy. I can't trust for anything. Imagine being responsible for any sort of project. Again, it doesn't matter the industry. It could be restaurant. It could be grocery. It could be construction. It could be sales. It could be medical. Doesn't matter. If you have any sort of project, how can I rely on you? You can't. Well, time blindness. Time blindness is something you fucking made up. Or if somebody did, like, that quote-unquote doctor make it up, they probably are benefiting from you on YouTube because you're watching their dumb fucking videos because they're just like, you know what would be funny? If we said time blindness was a real thing and you fell for it. You're just lazy. That's it. It's it. I have a hard time at times with time management. And it's on me, not anybody else. If I get distracted, that's on me, nobody else. If you wake up late and you're late for school, or you wake up and then you just drag your feet and you're late for school or late for work, that's on you. I just don't fucking understand it. What the fuck? That's our society. That's our future. This has to be stopped. It's absurd. Now, that being said, I want to say like 90-some percent of the people out there on her channel are just shredding her to pieces. As they should. As they should. Because that's absurd. What the fuck would you do if that was your employee? You hired them. They didn't even bother to say anything about it in their interview that they suck at showing up on time. Then they're late constantly. I would say after the third time, be like, okay, I'm writing you up. Second or third time, depending on how late it is. That you just fuck everybody over when you're late for your job. On cool. Oh my God. Never freaking heard of that. If you've ever heard of any, what's the worst excuse you've ever heard for somebody being late or to call in sick? Let me know at DeHuff Podcast on social media, or you can hit me up via email, DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. Whether you used it or you've heard somebody else use it. I'll tell you one real quick. When I was managing Jamba Juice a long time ago, had a great time working there. It was a great place. But there was a girl, I remember being the manager. I was the assistant GM, and I had never experienced this. It sucked because this girl, I knew she wanted to go home, but then all of a sudden she came up to me and she starts crying. She's like, I need to go home. I'm having menstrual cramps. And then she starts being like, descriptive of what's going on. And I'm like, yeah, just go home. Then I kid you not, she left like super happy. And, you know, like a week later, I found out that she was faking. I was like, God damn it. Like, I can't argue that. I'm not a woman. I don't know what the hell's going on in their body. I hear horror stories when it comes to menstrual cramps and how it just feels like your body's being ripped out from, you know, just horrifying. But that, I was like, that's fucked up. She lied to me, but like, you can't go back against it. So I guess in a sense, that was a good excuse, but it was fucked up how she used it. I did learn that if the people that call in sick, the more details that they give, they're most likely lying. So FYI, if you want to get out of work, just say you have horrible diarrhea, or say it's coming out both ends, and leave it at that. And then most likely the employer is going to be like, "Well, we don't want you shitting in your seat," or whatever you do. So, oh God. Yeah, let me know if you have any good ones. I'll rack my brain to see if I ever came up with those. I'll also post it on Twitter and Facebook if anybody else has some good examples of just, you know, bad call-ins. The NFL is allowing guardian caps. Those are these like extra padding on top of your existing helmet. They're allowing these guardian caps for the helmets to be worn during the regular season. That's crazy. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/DeHuffPodcast, or just search DeHuff Podcast, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And I posted it, and I simply just said, this is going to be interesting. And the response I got is interesting as well. JT said, good. F. Ray said, football is evolving. If it helps eliminate the mush brain deterioration experienced by so many players in the past, then so be it. Richard wrote, when is the game going to turn into flag football? Troy said, why don't we just use these? And it's people in those inflatable balls around them, like Bubble Boy. Jeff said, looks more like a hand grenade cap. They do. They do look like that. Paul Bagwell responded with a gif of Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Leo said, you want to get rid of head hits? Get rid of helmets and pads. I kind of like that idea, but we'll get into some more data on that here in a second. Paul wrote, got to get a scrolling right across it like a Lyft driver. Yeah, because it does look very billboard. It's huge. It's ginormous. Paul wrote, and it's going to be fucking flag football very soon. It's getting so lame. One guy tried to say it was fake. Mark, you're wrong. I'm right. Michael wrote, first thing I thought of was Spaceballs. Leonard wrote, the Great Gazoo. And then somebody wrote, John wrote, if they wear these, I don't know if I will watch. You're going to watch. Here's the thing, guys, when it comes to those helmets. Yes, if they do eliminate head injuries, I think ultimately people will get over it. And they'll try to gussy them up so they look a little bit better. But one person was trying to argue with me that saying, when it came to the lack of pads and helmets, that would be more beneficial for the players. Well, not necessarily. According to several studies, when it comes to concussions and head injuries, how do they rank? Well, starting from least to most damage, men's soccer, then women's soccer, men's ice hockey, women's ice hockey, then American football, and the number one sport that is going to have concussions is men's rugby. Now, it's not a huge gap between rugby and in American football, but it's a decent chunk. They say 3 out of 1,000 athletic exposure events will result in a concussion for rugby. Whereas American football, they say 2.5 out of 1,000 athletic exposure events, whatever. Whereas going all the way down to men's soccer is 1.07 to 1,000. So it kind of gives you some data points on that. But overall injuries, rugby, I mean, overall injuries now, not just head injuries, overall injuries, rugby scored lower than the other sports. Ice hockey, obviously, the highest. And football and lacrosse were actually in the middle. Lacrosse is a tough sport. Holy shit. So it's very interesting. Just by eliminating helmets and shoulder pads isn't necessarily going to fix the problem. It's high impact, a lot going on. If wearing these dark helmet, you know, Rick Moranis style helmets allow the game to continue, I guess I'm fine with it. But it just looks silly. And that's the part I don't like. It's something dramatically changing as far as what I'm seeing with my eyes. And that's the part I don't like. But overall, if the game doesn't change. Now, here's the problem. Like, there's so many things that are changing with the NFL, especially. You know, they just got rid of the spinning hip drop tackle. Can't do that anymore. So it's going to be very interesting. Several of the listeners said it in those Facebook posts is, you know, what's next? How soon is this going to be flag football? Because as players get faster and stronger, injuries are going to be more present. And it's not, he's not too far off when they say, when is it going to be flag football? Because how do you eliminate injuries? By not doing the things that cause the injury. That's what it is. So I don't know. I guess I'm fine with the helmet thing. But removing helmets and pads isn't the answer, clearly. Because rugby is doing it and they have more concussions than American football. So, I don't know. It's fucking annoying. Not as annoying as the lady saying she has time blindness. That's more annoying than anything. I want you to try to use that as an excuse. This week, if you can say something to someone and be like, sorry, I'm suffering from time blindness. And if you can be serious about it, that would be fantastic. Just don't get fired over it, okay? Don't do that. Or divorced. Sorry, honey. It was time blindness. That's why I finished so soon. I just wasn't aware. That's gross. Hey. But you're saving your life. You're saving your life. Remember, ejaculate 21 times a month. Hey, real quick, I just got to give you a heads up. On May 9th of this year, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be at Legal. It's spelled L'Eagle. On May 9th, I'll be out there. It's a dispensary, and we're going to have a lot of fun out there. I'm going to have some prizes while they last. 380, is it Cuevas? Cuevas? White Cuevas Street in Denver. Cuevas? I don't know what the fuck it is. Cuevas. How about that? Sure. Anyway, I'll be out there on May 9th starting at 11 o'clock. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be doing the show out there. So if you want to swing by, say hi. And like I said, I'm going to have some prizes out there that I'll be handing out again while they last. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. You guys have an amazing day. As I get choked up, I'm sorry. Look at me. I'm verklempt. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.